We're good? It's moving? Okay. Today's daf is daf Chaf Beis. We are on the bottom of Chaf Alchem Beis. Three lines for the bottom, we will start. And let us continue our discussion of Shtaros. A few more lines to the next Mishnah about the Shtaros, as the past Mishnahs have been talking about. And then we get back to another Mishnah about a Pesha Asa. Says the Gemara, Amar Bi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Shlosha Shiyashu L'Kayim Es Ashtar, V'Kar Irer Al Echad Mehen. Three judges were getting ready to be Mekayim Ashtar. Ashtar was brought to them, and they were going to give their stamp that it was Mekuyim. And there was suddenly a rumor about one of these judges, that there was something wrong with one of these judges. As we'll see in a few moments, Rashi's going to quote, Irer means there were at least two people. Rumor doesn't just mean stama rumor, you read it in the newspaper, but it means there were two people that started saying something about one of these judges. So Gemara says, Achelo chasmu, if it's before they sign together as a bezdin, me'idin alav achose, then the other two can testify about the third that he is a kosher. There's nothing wrong with that. But once the chasima took place, so then ein me'idin alav achose. So then the two judges are not allowed to testify and defend the third judge that had an error brought about him. Why not? Rashi quotes in the last line, Havilu nogin be'edus. It appears that they are somehow connected. They're nogea be'edus. Sheginai lo'em sheyeshvu imsul bedin. Because now they have a vested interest. Now they're going to try to get this guy kosher because they don't want to appear like, you know, they sat with a puzzle guy. So that's why they're not going to be, before they signed, they're not connected halachically. Masha'enkin, if it's after they signed, so then they are not allowed to be testify about the third guy. The achra, number of achronim, have it here from the Mahari ben Lev, have the following discussion. We know there's a principle of nogea be'edus. So usually we're familiar with nogea be'edus by money. If I have a vested financial interest, like am I allowed to testify and Bezdin knows that this guy owes me $100 or some type of vested interest. I want this guy to be kosher. So there we know there's a concept of nogea be'edus by dini mamonis. Is there a concept of nogea be'edus outside of dini mamonis? So some achronim proof from this Gemara, yeah. Because for what's going on here, this has nothing to do with dini mamonis. It has to do with, you know, I'm going to look bad. I'm just going to look bad because I sat on a bezdin with a puzzle guy. So the Ma'ari ben Lev says, it appears from this Gemara, that psul negiyah is not only by negiyah shel hefsin mamon, but by negiyah of any hana'ah that I get. And other achronim argue, the Ma'arit argues and says, no, maybe it's only by hana'as mamon. Aye, what about our Gemara? Maybe here the problem in the Gemara is just that it appears, it's like a mechzi, it's a problem that it appears that the only reason you're saying this is because you want to machshir the shtar, because you sat with him. But lav dafka, that it's an issue of nogea be'edus. Rashi says nogea be'edus. So according to Rashi, it seems clear that the issue is one that nogea be'edus applies even by non-financial matters, but there are other ways to read the Gemara. So that is just the ha'ara on the issue of nogea be'edus. Rabbi Chanan also, if you want to look, discusses it here a little bit as well. The psul of nogea be'edus, is it a psul of you think the person is going to lie, or somebody is considered a baldavar, so he thinks that here only one of the problems work, and not only one of the reasons apply, not the other. Okay, so that's the first line. So the two judges that were not spoken about could testify about the third judge as long as they didn't sign together. So the Gemara says, Ira Demai, what type of Ira are we talking about? What was said about this third judge that there is a chiluk between prior and after the chasima? If it's an Irer, say that he's a Gazlan, he's a Pasul. So the Gemara says, so what do we say? There were two Aden that came along, or there was an Irer brought that he might be a Gazlan. And the Gemara says that if it's before they signed together, then they could defend him. But ask the Gemara, how are they going to defend him anyway? They're going to say, he's not a Gazlan? Treya Trey Ninu. So then it's going to be two against two. Right, Rashi says, Ein ira pachas vishnayim. So the rumor that was started must have been by two, that they came and said, he's a Gazlan. So what, his two friends, Dayanim, are going to say, he's not a Gazlan? So how's that going to help? It's still going to be a treo trey. And therefore what? An important principle. And therefore, treo trey would still ruin the person. He wouldn't be kosher even if it's a treo trey. The Gemara is saying, what would it help if it says before the Chasima, these two friend judges could testify about him and make him kosher? Says the Gemara assumes that even if they would testify, it would still only be a stalemate, and he would still lose his Cheskas Kashrus. That's what you see from this line of the Gemara. Says the Rosh is only a Chumrah Derabanan, but it's a big Chumrah. If there's a stalemate about a person's status, does he retain his Cheskas Kashrus? Or no, he's still questionable right now because there's a machlokas about him. The Ramban here says it's a din d'oraisa. Once it's trei u'trei, so that's, as we've spoken about, trei u'trei doesn't just mean everybody cancels each other out. There's a new existence of stalemate. It's not just like, oh, two against two, so we throw everybody out. And therefore his original chazaka stands. No, that's what the Rosh holds. It's the Chumrah d'Rabbanan. But the Ramban here says it's a din d'oraisa, that trei u'trei, if two against two, that creates a situation of stalemate, and therefore you cannot rely on the person's cheskas kashrus. So that's what the Gemara says. So how are they going to help anyway before the chasima? Yeah. If Kiyam Shtaris is Durabanan, that might be an application. The application to Kiyam Shtaris is Durabanan. But this principle, the Ramban would say, of the person being kosher enough, we got Kiyam Shtaris. Would this guy be kosher to testify somewhere else in a Daraisa context? So that issue could even be a Daraisa issue. Just the Kiyam Shtaris is just the Durabanan application. So Gemara says we can't be talking about an Irer, yeah? Right, so the Ramban here assumes trade is Daraisa, meaning it creates the stalemate, it doesn't just cancel each other out. He's holding like that opinion, it seems. We'll get to more. So, if it's Ira de Gazla Nusa, it's not going to work. So, because even beforehand, it's not going to help. And now the Gemara asks the other way. E Ira to Begam Mishpacha, if it's an Ira'er that he has some lineage problem, and that's the potential psul that's being brought against him, Gilui Milsa Ba'almahu. So then that's just a Gilui Milsa, meaning that's just uncovering something that was hidden, and they should be able to testify about that even after the chasimus. So the Gemara, because that's not what you, even if that's not a question of nogeya be'edus, they're gonna, you're gonna be able to find out if it's a family issue, what his yichus is. That's something that everybody's gonna be able to know. Everybody's going to be able to look at. So there shouldn't be a problem of nogeya be'edus there. So the Gemara asked me, manafshach, if it's a question of gazlan, it shouldn't even work after the chasimus. If it's an issue of psul mishpacha, it should work even after the chasimos. So when is it that the Gemara says that these two other judges are trusted before they sign together and not trusted after they sign together? So the Gemara says, La'olam emelecha ira de gazlanusa. Really, you're right, the issue is the one of gazlan. Like we said before, if it's an issue of gazlan, why are they going to be believed anyway? It's just going to be two against two? No. The kamri hani yad inan bay de avad shuva. It's not like the two other judges are going to say, this guy is not a gazlan, and therefore it's a contradiction. No, they're going to say, he was a gazlan, but you haven't seen him recently. Now he's done tshuva. Now he's done tshuva, and therefore, that is not considered trei u'trei, because the two judges would acknowledge what the other Adam said, but they will say, but you're missing a certain detail, asa tshuva, and therefore, when somebody's asa tshuva, then he becomes kosher again. And the first set have no idea. They have no idea, so therefore it won't be trei u'trei anymore. That's what these eight dayonim could say to save the day and to be machshir him before the chasimus.
What do you need to refute a claim on Avis? A simple majority? Is it just a
what do you need?
Two, four, two?
No, if it's two against two, if it's four against two, trei kameya, the Gemara says. If you have two witnesses that testify that a person is possible, that it's possible. We trust two Adam.
So then why do we say trei? What's the difference?
But that's just the case here. It doesn't matter if it's trei u'trei. It could be 4 and 4. It could be 10 and 10. It says trei u'trei because that's the minimum number that you need. One can't create that. Eid echad is emon bisurin. You could eat at somebody's house. Why? Why can't just their kosher? Because eid echad is emon bisurin. One eid could be believed by isurin. But for dini mamonis, for monetary matters, for status of people, that requires more.
But no amount of testimony is going to help. Two and one is not going to help. Two and
unless they somehow, unless they're mazim, hazama, the first Adam, or they somehow prove beyond the shadow. I don't know what kind of proof the other two Adam have. They have to have some type of, this is about ear error. Ear error just means like they don't really have proof. There's two Adam, but the other people could bring proof against, so then that would work. What does it mean, asa tshuva? He's done tshuva from being a gazlan. What do you need to do tshuva from being a gazlan? So Rashi says, to avat tshuva, the Heshev is Akzela. You return your money. The Heshev is Akzela. The Magen Mishnah points out that the Rambam seems to be against this. The Rambam says, how do you do tshuva from Gezela? You can't just return the money. It says the Rabbah Menilchas Eidus in Perek Yud Beis. Avol Shar Psula Eidus Sheim Psulin Min Shemamon. Afal Pisha Shilmu. Even though they paid, Srichin Shuva Vaharim Psulin Ad She Yodeya Shechazu Bahen Midarkan Haraah. Yonah Dioma. Right? What's tshuva? When you go away from the path, the life that you've been involved in. You can't just return the money. Says the Rambam, for example, quoting a Gemara, Malbi Baribis. How do you know somebody usually lends with interest has done tshuva? Why? He doesn't lend with interest anymore? That's not enough. Mishi Yikaru Shtarim Me'atzman. When you rip up all your shtaris that you have already. V'yachzum Ben Chazara Gemura Shalo Yilva Baribis Afilu L'goy. That you won't even lend with interest to a non-Jew, who you're allowed to lend interest. I mean, you see you've gone to the other side. What about the gamblers? Well, not only when they don't gamble anymore, when they throw out the tools that they used to use, the cars that they used to use, the pigeons that they used to race with, when they throw those out, that's when tshuva is. You can't, and the Rambam says they don't even gamble for free. The Rambam talks all about the what is needed for tshuva. Tshuva is not just just returning the money, but there's something well beyond. Rav Soloveitchik discusses this Rambam in Isha Halacha on page 93, where he talks about a question that we dealt with a number of years ago. And that is, we know, famous Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, that in order for Tshuva to work, one has to confess. Vidui, right, that's really the mitzvah. That's really the mitzvah of Tshuva. There is no mitzvah of Tshuva according to the Rambam. The mitzvah is Vidui. The question is, though, a Gemara in Kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushin discusses Tnaim in Kiddushin. As Mana said, we don't generally make conditions when we get married. We just get married. Harei mekudeshesli. But Mikra, did you can make it? Harei mekudeshesli amanas, that arranged tomorrow. Harei mekudeshesli amanas, whatever. So the Gemara says, what if a person says, Harei mekudeshesli amanas, that I'm rich. Amanas, that I'm strong. Amanas, that I'm wise. So the Gemara says, how wise, how rich do you have to be in order for the Tanai to be fulfilled? So the Gemara also says, what if a person says, Amanas sha'ani tzadik. I'm married to you on condition that I'm a tzadik. So the Gemara says, "Afilu Rasha kol yamav mikudeshes shemihir her tshuva belibo." Even if you're a Rasha your whole life, you're married. At least suffik married. Machlokas Rishonim. Why? Because maybe he thought about tshuva at that moment. So everybody asks on the Rambam, but the Rambam says you need vidui for tshuva. Rambam says you need vidui. What do you mean hear her tshuva belibo? You need vidui. You have to confess bepeh. So if Soloveitchik, that's what he deals with. The Rav says there are two aspects of tshuva. There's one tshuva that is the mitzvah of tshuva. And that, of course, you need vidui. Then there's another concept of changing the status of the gavra. When is the status of the gavra changed? When does he have a chalos shame, different person? Chalos shame bal tshuva, chalos shame tzadik. That you don't need vidui. That you need other things. Sometimes more, sometimes less. You don't need vidui, but you need to totally change your lives. If a person already decides to change his life at that moment, so then he's already labeled as a chalos shame tzadik. And that's what this Rambam is talking about. Change doesn't say he did. What the Rambam, this is in Hilchas Eidah. The Rambam says nothing about vidui. How do you know a gazim does tshuva? He not only doesn't give back the money, but he changes his whole way. He throws out the pigeons. Doesn't say anything about vidui. Because this is about the chalos shame and the gavra. So that's what the Rambam, there are two ideas. One is tshuva per se, which needs vidui, and the other one is a change of the status in the gavra, which is good for kiddushin, amrasha ani tzadik, and that's what the Rambam talks about in Hilchas Eidus. Not in Hilchas Tshuva. There's Eidus and there's Tshuva. So to be a pasul Eidus, that has to do with your status. So that's what we're talking about here. So lechora the Rambam would say that's the pshat of this Gemara, de ova tshuva, not just like Rashi, v'heshev zakzela, but deeper than that.
You say that Rashi,
how's the water? Is the water ready?
You say that Rashi meant everything. The Rashi meant you can't do tshuva without returning.
Okay, so maybe Rashi is loved. Right, Rashi is saying at least face of a sale, but obviously more. But that's the first step.
Exactly.
That's the first step. Okay, maybe that's what Rashi means. Right, it's like the Tova Vesheres Biado. If you do Vidu and everything else, if you still have the money in your hands. Okay. Continuing, fourth line. I'm Rabbi Zeira. Like three quarters of the way. Thank you. Ha Milsa, may Rabbi Abba Shamuli. I heard the following from Rabbi Abba. Vilav Rabbi Abba de Ben Akko Shachachta. And if Rabbi Abba from Akko hadn't reminded me of it, I would have forgotten it. Gimel Shiyashu L'Kayim Es Ashtar U'Meis Echan Mehen. Three judges are sitting to verify the shtar. They're getting their testimony. And everything's finished. They're about to give the seal. And one of them died. One of them died. So, as we're going to see, the two are allowed to sign on the Kiyum. They're allowed to be Mekayimit. They're two, Dayanim at least. But the problem is, if the two of them signed their names, what's going to happen in a few months, in a few years? When people look at this seal, they're going to say, oh, it was only two. Two people? That's not a Bezdin. That's not a good Kiyum. So what do you write? Thank you. So says the Gemara, Gimosh Yashu Lakayim and Shara Mace Echon Mehan, Tsrichen Lamechtav Bemosa Tlasa, Belosa Tlasa Avina. We were a group of three, Vachadle Soi, and one's not here anymore. And then the two could sign their name. So then everybody who sees this star later on will know that it started off with three, and now there are two. Period. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, or just one Ha'ara, the Nesiva says, you know what you see from this line of the Gemara? That even two people are called a Bezdin. Because they're saying, right, in the month, three of us, this is what happened, and one of them's not here anymore, but we Bezdin signed it. Let's read the next line, it's even more foolish. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak, V'kasa Be Shtara Danan Nafak L'Kadman, Abay Dina Sulo Tzarech. And if they say, this star went out in front of us, Sulo Tzarech. So then you don't have to write that one of them died, because you would know. All right, this line sounds like, no, that the word Bezdin is a riot, that it was three. But the Nesivus assumes, based on the first line of the Gemara, that the two could still sign, even though the third one's not there anymore, that in some cases, two is called a Bezdin. L'may nafkamina, the Nesivus says this on the following halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Hilchas Eidus and Simon Lamed. Let's say one aid comes in front of Bezdin in Yerushalayim, and they, one aid testifies. And then another aid comes in front of another Bezdin in a different city. Could those two Batei Dinim get together and compare notes and say, hey, we have a Kad of Edom here. We have a group of witnesses, says the Shulchan Aruch. Heir de ha'echad be'bezdin zeh ve'heir ha'sheni be'bezdin acher, yavo bezdin eitzal bezdin v'yitzarfuei dusan. You could put them together. The two Batei Dinim could come together. Says the Nesivus, quoting the, first he quotes the Sma, but you can't take one from each Bezdin. There has to be at least two from each Bezdin that come together. What do you need? At least two from each Bezdin. Have one from each Bezdin, and you know, what if it's three Batei Dinim? Or two from one and one from the other? Says the Nesivus, you need at least two from one, because two is a Bezdin. So you have the Bezdin from here and the Bezdin from there, they can get together. But if you have one and two, so then the other one is not called a Bezdin. It's not called a Dayan, he has to have at least two, and part of it is based on Argamar. Sorry? You need two codes of Edus. Okay, but Edus and Dayanim, who says that it might be a Dayan, right? There's a concept of Don Yechidi. Okay, so says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, if you wrote the star came out in front of all of us, so then the Bezdin, then you don't have to write one's not here because you know Bezdin what it really means. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, V'dilma Bezdin Chatzafu Ukid Shmuel. What do you mean? Just because it says Bezdin, you know there were three. Maybe it's like Shmuel. Shmuel says that an even number Bezdin, two, is good with the Yeved. To Amar Shmuel, Shnayim Shadano Dinayim Dim, El Shnikra Bezdin Chatzuf. Shmuel says, Bidi Yevet, a Bezdin of two is okay. There's a big discussion at the beginning of Masechah Sanhedrin. Why do you need a Bezdin of three? Because the Makoros of the Torah are two, and then we add one, not to have a two, because then it could be a stalemate. You always want an odd number of Bezdin. Bezdin of 23, Bezdin of 71, so it's an odd number. So is that a din in the definition of the Bezdin, or is that a din in just, you know, you don't want an even number, but Bidi Yevet, it'll work. So that's what Shmuel says. Two, that judge, l'chadchila, it's not good, but dinayim din. So maybe here, how do you know? It says the word, b'mosav, right? It says, l'kadmana, beidina, maybe it means two, like Shmuel. So Gemara says, no, t'chsiv be beidina the Rabbana Ashi. It says on it, the bezin of Rav Ashi. And that for sure means three. I have a dumb Rabbana, the bey Rav Ashi, get the Shmuel, svirale, maybe they all like Rav, like Shmuel. The chsiv bey, v'omar lana, Rabbana Ashi. No, Rav Ashi told us. And Rav Ashi told us, Rav Ashi l'chol would not hold of Shmuel. So therefore, you know that if it says Kadmana Beidina, that means three. Okay, that finishes for now our discussion of Shtaros. And now we go back to the topic brought up at the beginning of the parak and on Daf Yud Ches again, and that is Hapeh She'asar. Mishnah. Ha'isha sha'amra eishas ish ha'yisi v'grushani. Woman comes to town. We don't know anything about her. Woman comes and says, you know what? I used to be married and now I'm divorced. Eishas ish ha'yisi v'grushani. We didn't know anything about this woman. She comes to town, she wants to go on a date, and we don't know if she's married. She comes and says, I was married, but now I'm divorced. Ne'emenes. She is believed. Sha'apesh sha'asar hu'apesh she'itir. Why? Because she was the one that gave us all the information, Apesha Asar, so Apesha Itir, and then she says, Mutter, no problem. But, V'im Yesh Eidim, Shai Se Eish Ish. But if we know this woman was married, we have Eidim that she was married, and all of a sudden she comes and says, I'm divorced, without a get. She does not have a get. Obviously, that would be edus. He omers gerusha ani, but then she says, I am a grusha, ainana emenis. Because then we do not have the principle of a pesha asar. We know the iser. We know the fact that she's married from other sources. Therefore, when she says grusha ani, she would not be believed. Here, there is a major machlokas rishonim. Yeah. She could have said her husband died. Says that amigo. Right. She could have said her husband died and she's believed because of... because special din of Edus Isha. So I think the Rishonim discussed a little bit about Migu. I don't know if Tosas discussed it, so other Rishonim. We'll get to it. There's a Machlokas Rishonim here. Pesha Asar in general, this is where the Machlokas is. Does the person talking have to say the second half of the claim, Toch Kedei Dibur? What if she says I was married, and then a week later she says, you know what, by the way, I got divorced though. I forgot to mention that. Does it have to be Toch Kedei Dibur? Or not. She could say an hour later, a week later. That is Machlokas Rishonim here. The Rishonim Kubat says here, quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, V'dafka ba'omeres b'toka de dibur grushani, avala'achar zman lo mehemna, unless she gave an excuse, which we'll get to. Shaharei hodas atzma kimeya edim. Because when she testifies about herself, hodas baldin kimeya edim dami, it's as if she gave testimony, and now she's retracting. V'kivin shto hodas b'davar sheyata mechaskasa, once she went out of her cheskas, kashrus, cheskas penuya, and now she says grushani, she's trying to retract. If she's within Toka de Dibur, so then she is not retracting, but she is just explaining what she meant. That is the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. That you need Toka de Dibur. Others, the Tur quotes the Rama, who argues that says, that no, even Lachar Toka de Dibur. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about Toka de Dibur. The Mishnah says, Pesha Asar, where in the Gemara does it say that there is a limitation? So this is a major machlokas Rishonim, whether Toka de Dibur applies, whether you need Toka de Dibur by Pesha Asar. The Rambam does not mention it. The Rambam just quotes the Mishnah verbatim. The Ramach says on the Rambam, I don't know why it doesn't mention Toka de Dibur. Why isn't that mentioned in the Rambam? That you need Toka de Dibur. Says the Magen Mishnah, you know why? Because it doesn't say it in the Mishnah. Doesn't say, you're so bothered by the Rambam? Doesn't say to the Mishnah. The Mishnah really meant this as the Magen Mishnah, then the Mishnah should have mentioned it. So it's a major machlokas we've shown him. What's the machlokas about? Why would you say Toka de Dibur? Why not? So a number of achronim suggest that it's based on what we mentioned at the beginning of the parak, and that is, what is the nature of the mechanism of Pesha Asar Hu Pesha Hiter? Is that what we usually, what many Rishonim, Tosfos assumes, that it's a migu? It's a form of migu. Migu, since something, here, since you could have just kept quiet, you had a migu, since you could have just kept quiet, so there, and you didn't, and you got yourself into trouble, so we believe you to get yourself out of trouble. Right? So that's based on migu. So if it's based on migu, so then migu has principles of Toka de Dibur. What do you mean? This is a Haggadah you're giving. So if it's the power of a Haggadah that you're giving, it has to be within Toka de Dibur. But if you say, like other Rishonim, that no, Pesha Asar is a special din. Pesha Asar means, because you're the source of all this information, we trust you. Not based on what you could have said, but because you have power, because you're the source of all the information. Then why do you have to say it right away? You could say it next week also, you could clarify. So that's how Machane Ephraim and other Achronim explain this Machlokas. Does Pesha Asar require it to be Toka de Dibur within 5 seconds of your first claim or not, based on how you understand HaPesha Asar? That's the first half of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah has the second half, same concept. Amra nishbesi utahorani. A woman comes and says, I was captured by bandits. But you know what? They didn't touch me. They didn't touch me. We assume there's a chashash, if a woman is captured by bandits, that they were mezana with her, and therefore, even if she was ba'ones, she's going to be usher to marry a kohen. So, but she says, you know what? She comes, you don't know anything about her. I was nishbesi, but I'm tahor. I'm tahor. So, ne'emana, she's believed. Shepesha Asar or Pesha Hiter, same principle. Because she started this whole thing, Pesha Asar, therefore Pesha Hiter. V'im yesh edim shenishbeis. But again, if there are edim that she was captured, v'hi omeres tahorani, and then she says tahorani, eina ne'emenes, then she would not be believed unless she has some type of proof to it. Because, yeah? She wants to marry a Cohen. So tahorani, eina ne'emenes. That is the Mishnah. Let's just read the last line. What is that line doing there? We'll talk about it in the Gemara, not today. But that's what the, yeah.
Didn't we learn that if you're captured, it's like a done deal?
Oh, so says Rabbi Kiveger here asks on the Mishnah, he says, why in this case? I was captured and I'm Tahora. Why do you need the principle of Pesha Asar to say that she's Tahor? Ask Rabbi Kiveger. Right? Lomait Sarach Lazeh. Habidibura. Well, he's talking about the first case. Let's go to the second case. Nishbeisi yitaharani. The shvuya atzma leka iser klal. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I was captured. So we have doubts, but that doesn't create any vados, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. She just gives us information. Ela hatuma. We're worried that something happened. What do you mean, Pesha Asar? When she says the words, Nishbeisi, we don't know anything yet. We just know she was captured. And we're like, okay, yeah, and? So it says, why do you have to come on to Pesha Asar for? She should just have Neman, she's giving us information. Because she explained herself. That's what Akiva Eiger's Kasha on the Mishnah. So Achronim point out, the Shaar HaMelech says, no. If you look at other sources, what Menachem just asked, there's a din derabanan that once we know a woman is a shvuya, was captured, it's a din vadai. It's a din vadai that something happened. We know captors aren't the nicest people. When they take a woman, that's it. You can assume that something happened unless proven otherwise. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is not assuming that. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is assuming that no, there is no status of shvuya even derabanan. The other achronim say no. Once a woman is a shvuya, it's a vadai, and therefore we need a pesha asar. Rabbi Akiva Eiger is obviously assuming otherwise. The fact that he asks on the Mishnah, what do you need a Pesha Asar for? She says I was captured. So what's wrong with that? So she was captured. We don't know anything yet. He's assuming that there is no status of captured, and it's only once we know something deeper that we say that there is a problem. So that is a discussion in the Achronim here, whether Shavuya itself has a status of Vaday Nitma'ah, or we need something more. Yeah. A single woman, well, if she's married, then she's a question if she's going to be able to live with her husband now. Well, still about marrying a coin afterwards. Doesn't matter.
A single woman who is nanas,
right, a nivel al apostola. She's nivel al apostola. These are umos olam. These are not Jews. So umos olam, so then that is nivel apostola, still apostles are from kahuna. Okay, Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yossi, a question that maybe we should have had at the beginning of the parak, but the Gemara waited till here. Minayin la pesha asar pesha hitter. What's the makar minatora? What's the makar for Pesha Asar wa Pesha Hiter? Shneemar, Esbitina Sati L'Ish Hazeh, L'Isha, Pasuk by Motzi Shemra, in Kiseitse, I gave my daughter to this man, L'Ish Asra, so when she says the word Ish, I gave my daughter to man, so he hasn't said who yet, so we say that's a makar for Asar, he has now Asar'd his daughter, Hazeh Hitira. And the next line, word, Hazeh, this man now, he says, who explains who she's married to, and she is mutter to him. So that's a makar for the concept of a pesha asar hu a pesha hiter. The fact that you need a makar for a pesha asar, we know there's a principle of migu out there. The Lord never asked what's the source of migu. Maybe that's also a smach that they are different principles. Pesha asar and migu. So that's the source. Ask the Gemara, lamali kra svarahi. Ask the Gemara, what do you need a pasuk for? Isn't it a svara? It's logic. What do you need a pasuk for? Maybe this is showing that it is miku. Just like, right, you can go back and forth in the Shakla Vatarya. Who asra, who sharilo? What do you need a pasuk for to say pesha asar? It's a svara. Meaning, the Gemara asked this twice, here and in Baba Kama, about hamotzi mechaver olav araya. The Gemara says, what's the makar? And after quoting a makar, that if there's a doubt, the money stays in the hands of the person who has it, the Gemara again says, what do you need a makar for? It's a svara. And the Gemara says, okay, you're right. So here too, the Gemara says, you're right. There's two places in Shas where the Gemara says, Lamali kras svarahu. It's a svara, so therefore, svara, the assumption of the question, is a din daraisa. That's the assumption of the question. What do you need a pasuk for? It's logic. Right? Meaning, svara is on the level of a daraisa. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, okay, you don't need a pasuk. So what's the pasuk? Now that we brought the pasuk up, we got ourselves into trouble. So what do you need? What's the halacha do we learn from that pasuk? Elok Yisra Kvalikid Rafuna Marav. Dam Rafuna Marav. Minayin La'av Shanem Lesser is Bidom in a Torah. How do I know that the father has the power to asar his daughter, Mido Raisa, meaning to say that she was married? Shanemar is Biti Nasati La'ish. Hazel Lomali. Right? Biti Nasati La'ish. So I gave my daughter to a man. So that's what you learn from that pasuk. Hazel Amali, what does Hazel teach me? Mibar Lele Kedribiona, the Tani Rabiona, as Biti Nasad Lish Hazel, Hazel Beloli Yavam. Meaning, we know there's a concept of parsha moti shemra, which means a man comes to Bezdin, if he's found out to be lying, he has to pay money, and has to losi le'isha. Various halachas apply, that only applies to the husband. It does not apply to the yavam. If a yavam comes up and says, the moti shemra on his brother's wife, before he's before he is the husband, he's still the yavam, then the whole parsha of moti shemra does not apply. That's what you learn out from Lish. Hazeh, hazeh v'lo yavam. There's a discussion, yeah. Yeah. So 1 second. So this is something that we're going to talk about in the Tuesday night shiur. So if you remember, if you don't remember it, then it's okay. The Pnei Yeshua, a well-known Pnei Yeshua shita. The Gemara in Brachas Lamed Hey. The Gemara says it's a svara that we make brachas. It's also to get benefit from the world without blessing Hashem. Hashem ha'aretz u'maloa. Everything belongs to Hashem. So what do we make? How are we able to use it? We make a bracha. Birchas hanehenin. That's a svara. Says the Gemara first quotes a pasuk. The Gemara, the maskan is a svara. 99% of the Mefarshim assume that making brachos every day is a mitzvah derabanan. Derabanan. Only benching is daraisa. Birchas haTorah is a machlokas. But all other brachos that we say, birchas hanehenin, are derabanan. Ask the Pnei Yeshua. I don't understand. We know from Tzubis. We know from Baba Kama that a svara is under the level of daraisa. So why shouldn't brachos be daraisa? So says the Pnei Yeshua. So I argue. He's the Pnei Yeshua. He's allowed to argue. Right, the Pnei Yeshua in his Sava, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes this in Hilchos Avelos. And he wrote it Sava in his will. He doesn't want to espate him. So the Shulchan Aruch says generally that if somebody said Mitzavah, no espate him, he can give espate him. So the Pesachei Tshuva though quotes that the Noda B'Yehuda was masked with the Pnei Yeshua. Because the Noda B'Yehuda says by a Gadol Hadar, you don't have to listen to it. By a Gadol Hadar, where the Dor needs to hear about the previous Gadol, so then you're allowed to be masmid him, even if he says, I don't want to hespate him. So this is the Pnei Yeshua. You know, that's what the Noda B'Yehuda said about the Pnei Yeshua. So the Pnei Yeshua says that, I think, L'nir l'ani is daiti, that is daraisa. That's what he says in Ksubas Lamanei. He says that, And he explains. But again, 99% of Mefarshim assume that it is a svara. So what's the chilek? There are a number of Mefarshim that deal with what's the chilek between these svaras, that's daraisa, and the other svara of making brachas, which most Mefarshim, 99, all Rishonim and Achronim, assume it's Rabbanan, except the Pnei Yeshua. So I saw, again, we'll mention this in the shiur Tuesday night in a few weeks, Minchas Asher, the new Minchas Asher on Dvarim. He writes, maybe there's a difference between, doesn't talk in English, but between logical svaras and ethical svaras. Hamosim Echever Olam Araya. If you don't know who keeps the money, if you don't know who to give the money to, so stay where it is. That's logic. What? Why should you remove money from somebody? It doesn't make sense. Or here, Pesha Asu Pesha Hiter. You come and say you were married, so we'll believe you say you divorced. Why just keep quiet? Or what? That's logic. That's pure logic. Making a bracha before you eat, that's pure logic. That's ethics. It's not right. But if you ask somebody on the street, doesn't it make sense? Doesn't it make sense to make a bracha before you eat? What are you talking about? Oh, doesn't it make sense if you have a stalemate, the money should stay where it is? Yeah. I'll say. So there's a difference between pure logic and the difference between ethics. That's his musari and hegyoni. So that's his chilek between the answer of why all Rishonim assume, and Achronim, Mefarshim, assume that the svar there in brachas is derabanan, while here it would be daraisa. Okay. Vaiter, Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Ha'isha Sha'amra Eishas Ishani, woman says, comes to Bezna and says, I was married. V'chazer V'amra Pnuyani, then she doesn't say, I got divorced, she says, I was never married, just joking. I was married, I never married, I'm a Pnuya. Ne'emenes, again she's believed. Why? Because she could have just said Pnuya at the beginning. For some reason, so what she say Eishas Ish for? So there must be some reason. What do you mean? Once she says Eishas Ish, didn't she create an Isser on herself? Shavya Anafshe, and therefore if she says Gerusha, then she's explained what happened to the Isser. But here she said Eishas Ish. So doesn't that create an Isser? And she's not explaining it. Pnuya. She's just taking it away. So how could she change that? Amar Rava bar Rav Huna, Kagon, Shonasla Masla Dvarea. She gave some type of excuse why she originally said Eishas Ish. If she gives an excuse, so then we believe her. Tanya Nami Hachi, same thing. Amr Eishes Ish Ani V'chazer Amr Penu Yani. She changes her story. If she says, I was an Eishes Ish, I was married, and now, and then she says, I wasn't, in an MNS, she's not believed. But if she gave an excuse, then she is believed. So, this concept of giving an amasla, giving an excuse, for sure works by Isurim. There's a discussion in the Achronim, we'll just allude to it now, whether it works by Dini Mamanis. Would a masla be enough for Dini Mamanis to be Moti Mamon from somebody? That's a discussion in the Ksos. But that is, the Sharm Masyar Balacha here quotes a number of Makoros on both sides. But either way, at least here it works by Isurim. Umaisanami, I'll give you the following story. Bishachas Gadola, Shaisa Gadola Binoi, there was a beautiful woman, the Kasua Lebanon Adam Lakacha, she came into town and she had a lot of suitors. Everybody came over to her to try to get win her hand. For Amr Lam Kudashazani, she says, sorry, I'm already taken. I'm married already, sorry. A few days later, she got up and she got married. Right? And the Rabbanan said, what are you doing? You said you were married last week. No, but last week, who came to me? They saw I was beautiful. They were still running to me to get married. I want to marry that guy. I want to marry somebody who's only interested in my looks? What are you talking about? She said, I said I was married. I wanted to get him off my back. I said I was married. But now, people really got to know me. Now I found the right guy. Therefore, that is believed, because we believe that amasla. The Rivash here writes, maybe amasla is only when it's clear that it's an amasla. You're right. Oh, makes sense. Makes sense. Like this case. Why does the Gemara give this example? Because it's pretty clear. It makes a lot of sense what she said. Yeah. How are other men? Maybe right. She was right somehow. Maybe the people who still the bachrim who were sitting and learning in the base measures, they didn't hear the story. Then she went right. They didn't run out and see her right away. Right there was a shatchan. Yeah. This is not tokadei diver. Not tokadei diver. No, but if it's an amasla. Amasla where it's even not tokadei diver. Masla, if you don't have a masla, if you don't have a masla. Because here, this isn't Peshas or Peshahitir. This, you get into Shavya Nafshe, because you're not explaining yourself. You lied. She said that I was married, I was never married. Peshasar explains the first Taina. Here, you're contradicting the first Taina. What they said before is that, even if you're only explaining, you still need to do a Tokadei Dibur. That was the Makar that we showed. This was the concept of masla. A masla. Yeah.
So, how did she lie for a masla?
Here, you're allowed to lie for a masla. Yeah.
She's seeing someone now.
What?
Right?
She's seeing somebody now. Right. All right, I'm a chorus. Right. Well, what if, right, if somebody does one, right? That's also relates to case of Meraktim, right? To lie if they darki shalom, covet abrius. You don't want to really, the person doesn't want to go out with him, busy, but, and then they're busy for 4 years, right? That's, you know, sometimes you're caught in the lie. But again, you're in a chinami. Sometimes there is room, even though it says midvar sheker tirchak, which the Rishonim point out, doesn't just say don't lie. Midvar Sheker Tirchak doesn't say that by many Averis. Stay far away from it. Tirchak. But Afalpiki in this flexibility. Once Rav Rosenzweig once gave a shir on the difference between truthfulness and integrity. Yaakov Avinu, Ishtam. Sometimes you don't have to be 100% truthful to have integrity if there's a greater value. So that explains a lot by Yaakov Avinu, was that Titan Emes Liyakov. And Dafka, we have the stories about Yaakov in the Torah. So many. Yaakov was the right to the Emes Liyakov? The answer is, yeah, what is Emes? Sometimes Emes doesn't demand, you know, 100% truthfulness. Okay, let's continue. V'zu halacha hela Rav Acha sar habiru lefnei chachamim b'usha. This is the halacha that Rav Acha brought in front of the chachamim in Usha. The Yamru, where the Sanhedrin went after it left. The Yamru left Yerushalayim. Im nasa amasla l'varen emenes. If she gives an amasla, she is believed. There is a chumra of the Beis Shmuel, which the other Achronim argue with. The Beis Shmuel says in Eben Ezer and Simon Yutes, amasla only works for 30 days. It's got to be some limit. Are you going to come in 5 years from now and say, I lied? 30 days. Other Achronim say, where do you get that from? Okay, maybe it makes sense, but where do you get that from? Right? It's only 30 days. Period. Ba'amine Shmuel Meirav, Amra Temeya Ani, V'chazavar Amra Tahora Ani. New case. A married couple. Woman comes home, or the husband comes home, and she says, honey, I'm Temei, I'm Anida. I'm Anida. V'chazavar, and then she says, Tahora Ani. And then she says, I'm Tahora. Right? I'm not Anida. And she has some type of excuse. Why she said Temei Ani earlier. What if one night, right, she was tired, and she says Temeya, and then the next night she says, Torah, I was exhausted. Mahu, I thought it was just easier to say that. Mahu. Do we believe her? So the Rashba says, we just said everybody's believed by a masla. Why would a married woman be otherwise? Why would a married woman be otherwise? So says the Rashba. The Rashba says, you know why here is different? Because ika lefluge. What's the chiluk? Ika lemeimer mishum debeishes ish ika lemisbach amasla de dvarim hanikaron hein. Tohaya la lachush laharim lo makach kadeshlo yiru osa anashim sheinim huganim. There, what else could she have said by the anashim sheinim huganim? But here it's her husband. So what do you think that she could explain it to her husband? Whatever the excuse is, she wouldn't have to make up a story. Avol tmeani lama lachol meimer kach lema lebeferish lest la anabacheli. I don't have the strength right now. Right, so why can't she say that? So the Rashba says that's why there's a hava mina that it would be different here. The Ritva says it's a little different. The Ritva and the Ran. No, the hava mina is we might say don't believe her because you know why? Just jump into mikvah. What's the big deal? So maybe that's why we wouldn't give her an amonis. So the Rashba and the Ritva today is why we might have thought maskana is going to be the same, but why we might have thought that it's different for a married woman because we might say either there's a reyasa because she should have been truthful with her husband, or the other reason is that we should just say, just go to the mikvah. So Amar Lei, what's the halacha? Af bezu, im nasla masla dvar reha ne'emenes. This quote in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Nida, that if she gives an amasla, also she is ne'emenes. Yep.
The case of Nida is a much different case, because you know that a woman is going to be at some point, all the time she's going to be an Nida ruler. You know?
Okay.
And the case, and the first case, you don't, even if she said that she's married, you don't know that a woman's always married.
Right, a woman. So Nida is something more common, something more that's going to, she is at certain points in her life, so that would make it more reason that we should not believe her when she changes her mind. Okay, that could be another reason for the Hava Mina. Either way, we paskin lamaskana that she is believed. Yeah.
She said, I saw
Adam, but then she didn't say it to me. Sometimes women, that's what the poskim always say, right? The Fiskei Shuva discusses this. When a woman has a shayla, she should always think of herself tahar until proven tamei. Right? Even if she has a shayla and the husband brings it into the Rav, the next morning, whatever it is, she shouldn't have a hesach hadas. If she has a hesach hadas from being tahora, then there's a shayla. The shayla, what the most of the time we could be makel, hopefully. But you're right. Right? But maybe, I don't know if that's tamei. Okay, maybe that's what it means. I thought I was Tamea. Yeah.
But also, if you won't believe her this time, her explanation, how will you ever believe her that she's Tamea or
not? Right, usually she has Ne'amanis, but maybe because we believe her so much at Taina 1, so she can't change it. That's what we believe her. A woman has Ne'am. Eidach and Bisurin, right? Nobody would be able to live.
You have no choice.
Right, you have no choice. You have no choice, but the question is, maybe you believe her so much that she can't change her Taina. We believe you. What do you mean? You can't change it. We believe you so much. Sorry? Right, so why should maybe wait 7 days, then go to the mikvah. That's the Havamina of the Ritva. The Ran here, though, the Rashba also says it, quotes, though, that there is a time when we wouldn't believe her. Im huchzaka nida b'shcheno seha, afilu nasna amasla lomar lo lavashti, big day nidas, ela b'nei kach enen emenes. Fine if she privately tells her husband she's a nida. But if she's publicly acted like a nida, she's told her friends. No, remember, in the times of the Gemara, it was a different time period. It's a different time period. Nowadays, it is, and it should be, very private, what time of the month is. But, says the, in the old days, there used to be white robes during Shiva Nikim. White robes, everybody knew. Shiva Nikim, it was a different society. You had to know, every Kohen had to know, if he was allowed to eat the challah that this woman made. Right, Truma, Tumentara was much more, common, you had to know. So therefore, so what happens if she wore big day Tamea. She didn't wear big day Lavan. Whatever it is. Like, she did something public. So then the Ron says, then she's not believed to change her story. Because she was not going to go so far and then say, oh, she'll do that for an Amasla. That's what the Ron says. Actually, just related to that, Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Which again, it says in terms of Harchakos. So many Shilohs are always asked, if it's in public, do any Harchakos change? Any of the Halachas of behavior between a husband and wife? So generally, they do not. The only halakha that changes is at a table. Do you need a hecker? Do you need something, a separation at a table? So Rav Moshe just has the ha'ara. He says, everybody asks, I don't want to, put something down and have somebody else pick it up. If I'm in public, I'm going to put the keys down on the car. So Rav Moshe says, why? Because everybody's going to know that she's a nida. What? And if you hand it, it's less embarrassing? What do you mean? If you put it down, so Moshe says, everybody knows that nothing's going on at this time of the month. Right, and if you give it, everybody knows it's not a need. He just doesn't understand. It's psychology. It's psychology. Again, we try to be as private as possible. But Moshe just says, let's think about it the other way. Let's think about it the other way. That's, you know, what's the difference? We're so choshesh that people are going to see me put it down. But what do you mean? When I hand it, you know, so then they're going to know it's not that time of the month. Right, so isn't that worse? Says Moshe. Either way, he just has that tzarech iyun that we should try to. This is halacha. That's his final shuba. This is halacha, and we have to keep the halacha, again, as private as possible, but we should be proud of being metaher our mishpacha. Yeah?
Was there nothing public with the woman that said she was married before? Did she
have her
hair cut
before? I don't know. Eishes ishani, whether she was, but meaning in the interim, if it wasn't Tokeh Dibur. Okay. Meaning if it's Tokeh Dibur, maybe she said I was married, and now I'm not married. She said she was Mekudeshes. Ah, Mekudeshes, but no, the other one says Eishes ishani. Right, Mekudeshes, right? We had the discussion last week about whether a woman has to cover her hair from the time of Kiddushin or only Nisuin. Okay, let's continue. Tana, Minei, Arba'in, Zimnin, Vafilo Hachi, Lo'avit, Shmuel, Uvda, Benafshe. Okay, Shmuel heard this halacha. He was told this 40 times that Amasla works, and Shmuel himself didn't listen to it. Shmuel wasn't sure. Tosus quotes that by Shmuel's wife, he made her count and go to the mikvah again. He didn't rely on the Amasla. Okay, period. Tana Rabbanan. Here we go. Shnayim Omer Meis. We had this following 10 lines in Maseches Yevamos, beginning of Isha Rabba. Shnayim Omer Meis, Shnayim Omer Lo Meis. Two people, two of them come and say your husband died, and two say your husband did not die. Shnayim Omer Neskarsha, Shnayim Omer Lo Neskarsha. Two say you're divorced, and two say you're not divorced. Harizu Lo Tinase, she cannot get married L'Chachilo, because it's a two against two. V'mnesis Lo Teitse, but if she got married, she does not have to leave. Her husband. Reb Nachman, because this is a suffix. Reb Nachman bar Yossi Omer Teitse. Reb Nachman bar Yossi says, no, she has to leave her husband. Reb Nachman bar Yossi, Emasai Ani Omer Teitse. When do I say she has to be Teitse? Bizman Shabob Eidem Bachach Nises. If the two verses two was there, and then she got married. She got married knowing that there's a suffix. Aval Nises, therefore we're Kones her to get divorced. Aval Nises, what if two Eidem come and say her husband died, and she gets married, and then two Eidem come and say her husband did not die? Then says Reb Menachem, even then I agree she can stay married. Nises Vakach Bo Eidem Lo Teitse. She does not have to get remarried. She does not have to get divorced. Ask the Gemara 1 minute. Michdi Triu Treininu. 1 minute. Even if the Eidem come afterwards. It's two against two. Habal Le'a Basham Talikoi. She shouldn't be able to stay married. It's in Safek Kares. Maybe her husband is alive. If her husband's alive, it's a suffix. She's living in sin, and she's chayav a karban hashem talui, which you bring whenever you have a suffix about an avera, about a suffix of, if you would know for sure, you'd bring a chatas, this suffix you bring an hashem talui. So what do you mean? How could they stay married? So Amar Rav Sheshes, Kagon Shenisis Lachan Me'edeha. No, she married one of her aidim, and her aid is sure. Her aid is vadai, so therefore there's no suffix in his mind. What about he gufa bashem talui kaima? What about she herself? She herself should have to bring an Asham Tal. She doesn't know. Be'omeres Barley. No, she also says, I'm clear. I'm sure. She says, I'm sure, and therefore she can stay married. She's sure that what? She's sure that what? Rashi says, Shebari li ilu hayakayam hayaba. If my husband was alive, he'd come. He'd come. Says the Ritva. Why doesn't this Rashi say, she's sure that he died? You know why Rashi doesn't say that? Because then you don't even need the other aid. A woman's belief to say her husband died. Rashi can't say, but she's sure that her husband died. Then forget all the other Edom. If a woman says, my husband died, she's believed. That's the chazak of Daiko Mitzvah. So Rashi said, no, it's Bomer's barley. She says, I'm sure that if my husband was alive, he would come. Period. Unbelievable Meshech Chachma. That says the Meshech Chachma. First pasuk in Vayigash. Yehuda tells, this is classic Meshech Chachma. Right, Yehuda is talking to Yosef. The soliloquy at the beginning of Vayigash. Va'achiv meis. He's going through the whole history, and Yosef, you can't do this, and our brother died. So Rashi quotes, what do you mean the brother died? Yosef, they have no idea where Yosef was. Right? They have no idea. So what does Rashi say? That Yehuda didn't want to say, we don't know where he is, because then they would say, bring him too. That's what Rashi says. Meshech Chachma. Amru Kain, you know what they said, and Yosef died? Dilafi diyasam, eichay makusha Yosef, la'aviv betach, if Yosef was alive, he would have written a letter to his father, or he would have come. Vizem mikri bari. The fact that I know that if a person would have come and he doesn't come, that's called a vadai. I know they're dead. Where do you get that from? Rashi ksubis chafez mabes. Right? What does Rashi here say? What's a bari? The Gemara says bari li. What's bari li? I know if he was alive, he would have come. That's why Yehuda says v'achiv meis. I know if Yosef was alive, he would have sent a letter to his father. He didn't. Achiv meis. Unlike Rashi. What?
They were
They were wrong, right, they were wrong. But there was a specific reason, Al's national destiny, that they were wrong. Okay, period. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shnayim omrim meis, shnayim omrim lo meis. Two say that her husband died, two say that he didn't die. Harizilu tinasi, v'mnisez lo teise. They say, again, the halacha is, she can't get married. If she did, she does not have to get divorced. Shnayim omrim nisgarsha, shnayim omrim lo nisgarsha. But, says Rabbi Yochanan, if there's a machlokes, two against two, about whether she's divorced or not, harizilu tinasi, v'mnisez teise. So Rabbi Yochanan is machalik. If you have a machlokes, two against two about death, then she can stay married. Two against two about divorce, then she has to get divorced. She has to leave her new husband. Maisha Resha, Maisha Seifa. So what's the difference? In both cases, there's a machlokes, two against two. She's not allowed to get married in the first place. If she did get married, so if the edus was about death, she could stay married. If it was about divorce, she has to leave her second husband. What's the difference? Three answers. Answer number one, Amar Abaya. Tirgama Beidecha. No, what Rabbi Yochanan really meant is one against one. It's not against two against two. Change the case. It's one against one. Eid Omer Meis. One aid comes to court and says the husband died. Right when that aid comes, we know Himnu Rabbanan Kibet Rei. Based on the whole second half of Masechus Yevamos, we believe that one aid as two. So it's as if there are two that say the woman's husband died. Ukidula, Damar Ula, and Ula says, Kamakam Sheminatore Dechad Harikan Shnayim. So there's one aid that says the husband died, is believed as two. Fahidakamar Lomes. Now another one aid comes that says he didn't die, so we throw him out. So that's only one. Two against one, two are believed, and that's why she does not have to leave her second husband. So then she should be able to get married in the first place. Even after the aid comes and says, Lomes. No, Mishud Rabbi Yasi. No, it still looks bad. Dom Rabbi Yasi, Haser Mimcha, Akshas Peh, Velazes Svasayim, Harchek Mimech. Right? Meaning, it still looks bad that, you know, there are still two people here that are having an argument, even though we gave halachic significance to the first one. Seifa, what's the Seifa? Eid Ochad Omer Niskash, Eid Ochad Lom Niskash, if it's one against one by divorce, so then Shravayo Beishas Iskam Masadi. They're both saying she was married. One of them is saying that she's not married anymore. Vaidag Omer Niskash, Avalichad, Vaidvar Shalach and Wakam Shnaim. So then that's a stalemate, it's one against one, and therefore she would have to get divorced, leave her husband, even if she got married. That was answer number one. Difference between divorce and death. Answer number two. Rava Amar, Yolam Treyu Treyninu. Really, it's two against two. V'ra'a Rabbi Yochanan, Dvarav Shal Rabbi Nachan, Rabbi Yossi, V'gerishin, V'lo Rabbi Misa. And Rabbi Yochanan held like Rabbi Nachan, but Rabbi Yossi, meaning Rabbi Yossi, who said earlier on our Amud that you have to leave the new husband, you know, he thought that he was right by divorce and not death. Again, why? My time, huh? Misa ene cholo machashto. By death, a woman knows that if her husband walks in, somebody says your husband died, and then the husband walks in, she knows that she's not going to be able to contradict that. He's alive, he walked in. So she's very, very careful before she gets married. So therefore, if she got remarried, we say it must be that she really knows. Gerishin yichol machashto. But if her husband walks in, then she could somehow say, you know, you divorced me. No, he says not. But, you know, she'll still have more of a taina, so she won't be as sure when she gets remarried. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Would a woman really do that? The Amar of Hamnuna, we had this. If a woman says to her husband, you divorce me, she is believed. A woman doesn't act so brazen in front of her husband to say that you divorce me if she wasn't divorced. So therefore she's not believed. The Gemara says, you're right. She's usually believed. So Hani Milehekadalaka. No. Only she has that chazaka if there are no Adim on her side. If she has two Adim supporting her that says she got divorced, then she'll leave a lie in front of her husband. So again, Gerishin is not as strong of a chazaka as Misa, so therefore we trust her more in the Misa case than in the Gerishin case. Two. Third and final answer, Ravasi Omar, going to Amri Adim Achshav Mes. Achshav Girsha. It's two against two, but they say it happened today. Happened today. So Misa, Leka Levrura, by death, there's no way to know for sure. There's no raya, there's no reyasa here that hey, if she died today, we would know. No, maybe he died somewhere else. Gershon, Leka Levrura. By Gershon, there's a problem here. Why? The Amrinan law, im Isa, the Hachihavi, Achsulangite. If it's true that you got divorced today, show us the get. If you don't have the get, that is a reyasa. Just one other last final ha'ara. It says Misa, Leka Levrura. What do you mean, Leka Levrura? Says Rashi, you can't know by Misa. Im Amru Tava Bamayim O Achlo Ari. What if they say, you know, he drowned or he got eaten by a lion? There's no way to know. The Sha'ar Mitzvah Balacha here quotes a discussion in the Achronim. Let's say, Mishum Iguna, would we allow taking a body out of the ground? Mishumiguna. We want to know if it's really her husband. We know somebody was buried. We don't know for sure. Would we allow that? That is a discussion in the Achronim. So Rashi here says, Misaleka Levrura, because you're not going to know if it's somewhere out there, if a lion or a drowning. So Nira Ladaktik, why didn't Rashi say, Shekvar Nikbar? Maybe he was already buried. Rashi didn't say that. Maybe it's a smach that even if he was already buried, you'd be able to be mevarer. Because there's a mitzvah, and that's not considered bizayin ames, because it would be a letzarech aguna. That's a discussion in the Pesachei Tshuva in Yaradeh. Okay, we'll stop here. Panu Rabbanan, today's shiur was Letzeich HaNishpach, Yitzchak Isaac ben Yisachar Dov.